愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
在我们这两个礼拜的读经里面在查考在读出埃及记。
This couple of weeks we're studying the book of Exodus。
那在出埃及记的二十八章里面有提到圣衣。
In Exodus 28 mentions the holy garment。
我们知道出埃及以后他们不久就来到西乃山。
We know that soon after they left Egypt, the Israelites came to Mount Sinai。
回顾过去，心中充满着感谢。
As they look past to their past, they were filled with gratitude。
因为他们在埃及住了四百多年一直在做奴隶。
Because they had lived in Egypt over 400 years and been slaves。
被法老所统治。
And they were ruled with a cruel hand by Pharaoh.
没有希望。
Without any hope.
非常痛苦。
And living in agony.
在神的大能大力之下，终于出了埃及。
Under the mighty power of God, they were finally delivered from Egypt.
那再往前看。
As we look forward.
神让他们在旷野地做两件事情。
The Lord allowed the Israelites to do two things in the wilderness.
第一件就是颁布律法。
First is to give them the Ten Commandments.
在出埃及记二十章颁布十诫。
In Exodus chapter 20 it mentions the Ten Commandments.
接下去就是一些律例跟典章。
Followed by decrees and ordinances.
就是告诉要做神的百姓应该要怎么来生活。
And these ordinances are ways in which the God taught the people how to live their lives.
那接下去就是告诉他们要建会幕。
And followed by instruction to build the ark.
会幕就是要怎么来敬拜神。
Ark is a way in which they know, prescribe method to worship God.
那出埃及记其实就是天路历程。
Exodus is in fact a reflection of journey to heaven.
我们受洗就是出埃及。
When we are baptized, we are leaving from Egypt.
脱离魔鬼的掌管。
We have departed from the reign of Satan.
得到神儿女的自由。
And we receive the liberty as the children of God.
那受洗之后不是没有事情。
After we are baptized, it doesn't mean that we are scot-free.
有两件事情。
There are still tasks waiting for us, too.
第一件就是要去明白神的话。
First of all, is for us to understand God's word.
那用神的话来操练我们自己，使我们能够表现出我是神敬拜神的人。
And to train ourselves in the word of God to reflect that we are indeed the people of God.
以今天来讲，就是让人能够看出主耶稣的样式在我们身上。
So that in today's terms, people can see the reflection of Jesus Christ in us.
那第二个,
the second task,
就是来建立教会,
is to establish church.
那在教会里面来侍奉神,
and to worship God and serve Him in the church.
这个就是我们信仰的两大目标。
These are two major purposes in our worship of God.
灵修自己，让我们有神的样式。
To spiritually cultivate ourselves into the image of God.
然后建造神的殿教会在这里来侍奉神。
And then to build up the temple of God to worship God there.
这个就是出埃及记的两大功课。
And these are the major purpose objective of Exodus.
那他们要敬拜神特别拣选亚伦跟他的后代。
In order to worship God, God especially selected Aaron and his offsprings.
我们看二十八章。
Let's read Exodus 28.
二十八章第一节。
Exodus 28, verse 1.Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest, Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar.
这里神特别吩咐摩西要从以色列中使你的哥哥亚伦他的儿子拿达亚比户以利亚然后以他马来做祭司的职分。
And the Lord especially selected Aaron and his offspring in order to serve God.
那在旧约时代有三种人要受膏。
In the Old Testament, there were three type of people who need to be anointed.
就是君王、先知跟祭司。
The king, the prophet, and the priest.
一个国家里面没有几个君王、先知跟祭司。
Within a nation, there is very, very few king, a priest, and a prophet.
这是非常尊贵的。
For they are very honorable.
那在新约时代,
as in the New Testament,
我们得圣灵就是受膏,
once we receive the Holy Spirit, it's equal to being anointed.
所以就是跟主耶稣一起作王。
And then we are reigning together as king with Jesus Christ.
那怎么作王？
How do we become king?
圣灵给我们权柄能力。
The Holy Spirit gives us power and authority.
所以我们可以奉耶稣的名医病，奉耶稣的名赶鬼，奉耶稣的名让人罪得赦免。
So we can, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out demons and heal the sick and forgive sins.
那将来要跟主耶稣一起来审判万民。
And in the future, we are going to judge the nations together with Christ.
那什么是祭司呢？
And who are the priests?
祭司就是站在神的面前服侍神。
Priests are the people who stand before God, who serve God.
那今天我们每一个人都可以直接站在神面前来侍奉神。
Today, each one of us, we are qualified to stand before God to serve Him.
每一个人都是祭司。
For each one of us is considered a priest.
所以说，圣经说我们是君尊的祭司。
This is why the Bible calls us as the holy priesthood.
我不要小看我们自己，我们是像非常尊贵的祭司。
Do not belittle ourselves or look down on ourselves because we are very precious priests in God's sight.
再来，我们是先知。
And we'll also consider as prophet.
怎么先知呢？
How we consider prophet.
旧约时代啊，这个先知就是神会启示他神的话，神的旨意。
In the Old Testament, the prophets are the ones who God revealed to them the word of God and His wills.
当然，他们到处去传神的话，神的旨意。
And they will in turn become the messenger for God's word and His revelations.
那在新约时代，
as for the New Testament,
神赐给我们圣灵。
God gives us the Holy Spirit.
那让我们能够明白圣经。
And He enables us understanding of the Bible.
那神的话神的旨意就是隐藏在他的话里面。
The word of God contains the hides the will of God.
所以圣灵充满神的话，读得很深入，神的旨意全部都在里面。
So if we read the scripture of God and understand it fully, then we will know God's will.
所以每一个人都可以做先知。
And each one of us is qualified to be the priest.
传讲神的旨意。
To deliver the message of God.
那当以色列百姓做这里讲啊，做祭司的时候
，When the Israelites form the priesthood.
要进到圣殿来服侍神的时候，他要穿圣衣。
And in order to go into the holy sanctuary to serve God, they had to wear holy garments.
那我们今天晚上就要看这个圣衣代表什么？这个圣衣是怎么做的？什么意思
？Let's study tonight. What is the significance of a holy garment? What is it made of?
好，我们先看第四节。
Let's read verse 4. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons, that he may minister to me as priests.
这里讲所要做的就是胸牌、以弗德、外袍、杂色的内袍、冠冕、腰带，这是整套的。
So the garments consist of a variety of components.
然后下面就说要穿这个圣服可以给我做供祭司的职分。
And they shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and they have to wear this.
所以一个很普通的人要进到圣所或者进到至圣所去拜神一定要穿这个圣衣。
So for an ordinary person to go into the inner sanctuary to serve God and to worship God, have to wear holy garments.
这样就可以供祭司的职分。
Only then will they be able to minister as a priest.
那如果没有穿圣衣，当然就不可以进去。
And without wearing the holy garments, they are unqualified to go in.
没有穿圣衣进去，大概就死了。
Without the holy garment, they will be punishable by death.
所以一个凡人穿圣衣来侍奉神，这是非常重要。
So when a mortal person wears the holy garment to serve God, is considered very important.
那旧约时代的这一些规条，在新约时代都是用属灵来解释。
Now all the ordinances and regulations in the Old Testament can be explained in a spiritual perspective.
除了这个十诫道德律，我们还是沿用没有改，因为这是对神对人道德没有改变。
All except the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments is something that we hold by that. Applies to both God and apply to people.
那其他的律例跟典章，我们都用属灵的方式来实行。
As for the other laws and regulations, we interpret it as a spiritual significance.
那首先我们看这个圣衣它用的 材料跟色是什么。
Now let's look at the holy garment component and material and color.
好，第五节。
Verse 5, they shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen.
好，这里说这个圣衣用细麻布去做的。
We see that the holy garment is made of fine linen.
但是它有四种的颜色。
But there are four different colors.
这个四种颜色就是代表一个人要站在神的面前做一个合神心意、蒙神喜悦的侍奉，他所应该要具备的条件。
These four colors represent the four components in which a person definitely requires before he serves before God.
那第一个。
First,
要用金线或者说金色的。
Using gold or gold color.
那金代表什么
？What does gold represent?
如果我们看那个启示录在讲老底家教会。
When we look at the book of Revelation mentioning the church of Laodicea.
他说你们以为你已经发财了，一样都不缺。
And you think that you are rich and wealthy and not lacking anything.
但其实你们是瞎眼、贫穷、可怜。
And in fact, you are poor.Blind, poor, wretched, and naked.
一样都不缺，这是外表的。
Even though materially you may not be lacking,
但在属灵上是贫穷可怜的。
But spiritually you are poor and wretched.
那要买什么？
And what were they to buy?
第一个就是买火炼的精金。
First, they had to buy the gold refined in fire.
精金呢，你就很富足。
This pure gold means that will be spiritually wealthy.
所以就古代跟现在一样，金就是代表富足。
In the old days, as well as the new days, gold represents wealth.
那在我们信仰生活上会让我们富足的是什么
？In our spiritual life, what will enable us wealth?
雅各书说，神拣选贫穷的人，叫他们在信上富足。
James tells us that God chooses the poor to make them rich in faith.
所以最富足的人就是有信心的人。
So the most wealthy person is one that is full of faith.
So, 那我们就知道说这个金呢，就是代表信心。
So from there we understand that gold represents faith.
因此一个人要服侍神，他的穿戴那件衣服第一个就是信心。
So when a person wishes to serve God and wear the holy garment, the first requirement is having faith.
为什么这样讲？没有信心，我不能服侍神吗
？Why do we say this?Without faith, can we not serve God?
对，没有信心很难服侍神。
That is true, because without faith, it's very difficult to serve God.
主耶稣说，一个人不能够侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Lord Jesus says that a person cannot serve two masters, both Mammon and God.
神在哪里
？Where is God?
我今天来到教会，神在哪里
？When I come to church today, where is God?
我没有看到。
I don't see God.
但是我回到家
，But when I go home,
我的金戒指、我的钻石、我银行的存款，这是我看得到的。
My gold ring, my diamond ring, and my checking account is something that I can visualize.
所以你叫我不要贪爱这个，要来服侍看不见的神。
So if you tell me to discard all of these and then to worship an invisible God,
这个很难，这也很简单。
This can be both difficult and easy at the same time.
如果没有信心，很难。
But without faith, it's very difficult.
看不见啊。
Because God is invisible.
什么服侍神有天国的赏赐，看不见啊。
The Bible tells us that we serve God and we have reward in heaven, but He is invisible.
世界上的财宝。
Whereas the wealth of this world,
这个比较真实。
They seem to be more genuine to us.
这个比较看得见。
For they are can be seen.
所以没有信心很难。
So without faith, it's difficult.
但是也可能很简单。
But it can also be very easy.
如果我们有信心。
So long as we have faith.
所以我们在看这个摩西，他要服侍神，到底他的心里在相信什么？
When Moses served God, what exactly was going through his mind?
今天我们为什么很难服侍神？
Why is it so difficult to serve God today?
就是我们这一件外袍缺的金的颜色。
The reason is because the garment that we wear is lacking in gold.
就很难站在神面前来服侍神。
That's why it's so difficult to stand in the presence of God to serve Him.
好，我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书的十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrews 11
24节到27节
Verse 24 to 27 By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
摩西的肉眼看见什么?
What did Moses' physical eye saw?
跟我们一样。
He saw what we see today.
第一个,
First of
all, 法老女儿的儿子。
He saw the being the son of a Pharaoh's daughter.
这就是名。
This is fame.
啊，第二个。
Second.
他看见什么?
What did he see?
啊，二十五节下半句。
Verse 25, the second half.
最终值的。
The passing pleasures of sin.
啊，这个就是快乐享受。
This is enjoyment or pleasure.
啊，第三个。
Third.
他看见什么?
What did he see?
啊，在二十六节中间。
Verse 26,
埃及的财宝,
the riches of Egypt.
哦，所以他的肉眼看到这三件事情。
So his physical eyes saw these three items.
那如果他没有看到更宝贵的,
but if he failed to see what is even more precious,
他怎么能够出王宫呢?
How could he have left the palaces?
但是他看见什么?
But what exactly did he see?
他的信心看见什么?
What did he see with his faith?
哦，我们再看二十六节下半句。
Verse 26, the latter half.
因为他想望所要得的赏赐。
He looked toward the reward.
什么是赏？什么赏赐？
What kind of reward?
哦，就是天国的赏赐。
The heavenly reward.
那是很遥远的。
It is very far away.
那个是看不见的。
It is invisible.
但凭着信心，他已经看见了。
But by faith, he has already seen it.
哦，然后二十七节。
Verse 27.
哦。他看见那看不能看见的主。
By faith he saw God who is invisible.
肉眼他看到埃及王。
Physical eyes he saw the Egyptian pharaohs.
那个是很强盛一个国家。
Which is a very powerful nation.
好像六零年代、七零年代美国的总统一样，哇，在世界是最顶尖的。
Just like the American president in the 60s or 70s, they were considered the top dog of the world.
但是他的灵眼看见了神。
But in his spiritual eyes, he visualized God.
他的信心看见神。
Through his faith, he saw God.
跟神相比，法老王算什么？
Compared to God, what is Pharaoh?
圣经说是微尘，你看有没有微尘？有，看不见。
The Bible says that men are mere dust. They are nothing.
所以当一个人的信心能够看到肉眼看不到的。
When by faith a person's by faith a person can see what physical eyes cannot see.
要牺牲就不是很困难。
And then sacrifice will no longer be so difficult.
因为我已经看到了。
Because we have already seen it.
是我凭着信心看到。
By faith we have seen it.
所以服侍神需要什么?
So when we serve God, what are we lacking?
需要信心。
We need faith.
如果人在服侍神，心在世界，很难被神接受。
If we serve God, but our heart is totally occupied with this world, it's hard for God to accept our heart.
因为神在天上。
Because God is in heaven.
我们心在地上。
And our heart is on earth.
如果我们的心没有提升到神那里。
If we don't elevate our heart into where God resides.
我们只是外表形式上在侍奉。
Then we are merely serving God in outer formality.
所以我们的侍奉需要我们的心往上提到神那里。
The true servitude is by elevating our heart where God resides.
那这就需要有金了，有信心了。
And this requires gold, having faith.
那摩西有没有得到？
Did Moses capture this?
当然有啊。
Yes, he did.
你看遍貌山上。
We see on the Mount of Transfiguration.
主耶稣容貌放光。
When the Lord transfigured into dazzling white.
那个是非常非常的荣耀。
It is very honorable and glorious.
旁边就是个摩西啊。
And we see Moses there.
如果摩西当时王宫住下来。
Had Moses choose to reside in the palace.
今天他可能是摆在大英博物馆那个木乃伊。
Today, maybe he's a mummy in the Smithsonian Museum.
谁知道他?
Who knows this person?
只知道他过去是埃及的王啊，但是谁知道他是什么名字?
People may know that he used to be a pharaoh, but not even realize what his name was.
所以我们人一生哦，一年一年过去很快啊。
And throughout lifetime, the year passes by like they fly.
你没有服侍神，也会到退休那一点；你服侍神，也会到退休那一点。
Whether we serve God or not serve God, eventually we will come to the same point.
但是你进到退休那一点，回头过来看，生命的意义跟价值不一样。
When we come to the point of retirement, we will realize the path that we take will affect the significance of our life.
因为我们可以非常感谢神，我把我最好的 服侍奉献给神。
Because we can thank God for we have given the best of our lives to serving God.
啊，所以这件圣衣啊，第一个是金色的。
So the holy garment is first of all made of gold.
啊，服侍神需要信心。
For serving God requires faith.
好，那第二个。
Second.
我们再回来看二十八啊，二十八章。
Let's turn back to Exodus 28.
啊，二十八章的第五节。
Exodus 28 verse 5. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, scarlet thread.
啊，第二个是蓝色。
The second item is blue.
啊，这个蓝色代表什么
？What does the blue color signify?
啊，蓝色代表天。
Blue is symbolic of heaven.
啊，所以你看，我们举目望天就看到啊，蓝色的。
When we look toward the sky, we see that it is blue.
啊，那蓝色代表什么
？What does the blue symbolize?
啊，天，天代表什么？
It symbolizes sky. What does sky symbolize?
啊，天就是代表神。
Sky represents God.
啊，神所住的地方，是我在上面的。
Where God resides is up above.
所以传道书里面在讲日光之下。
Ecclesiastes tells us what is under the sun.
如果有日光之下，就有日光之上。
If there is something under the sun, that means there is something above the sun.
啊，日光之下是什么？
What are the things under the sun?
就是个世界。
Just this world.
那日光之上是什么？
What is above the sun?
就是灵界。
It is a spiritual world.
所以一个人如果要服侍神，
When a person decides to worship God,
他的心需要是属天的。
His heart needs to belong to heaven.
好，我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章第一节到第四节。
Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4.
请哥罗西书三章一节到四节。
Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Keep thinking about things above, not things on the earth.For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you too will be revealed in glory with him.
这里说要求上面的事。
Here it tells us that we have to seek for things above.
那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
然后第二节要思念上面的事。
And keep thinking about things above.
不要思念地面的事。
Not earthly things.
你们已经死了。
For you have died.
要思念上面的事。
So we have to think about things above.
所以我们在地上虽然 有我们的工作有我们的生活
Even though on this earth we have our life and our work
但是我们的心在哪里
But where is our heart?
如果我们的心是在地上我们就很难服侍我们的服侍很难得到神的喜欢
If our heart merely resides on earth then it's very difficult for our heart to please God
所以这个四活物有一种叫做老鹰
There are four creatures there is one that resembles the eagle
老鹰在地上有它的巢
Eagle on earth has his nests.
老鹰要在地上取食。
And the eagle will seek for food from earth.
但是你看，老鹰在天上逍遥自在。
But we see as the eagle soar above in the sky.
风吹越大，飞得越高。
The greater the draft, the higher it flies.
这个真的不简单啊。
This is really awesome.
今天我们有时候像一头老鹰。
Today we can be liken ourselves to an eagle.
吃得很饱，飞不起来。
Though we are very stuffed, but we cannot fly high.
我们什么都有。
We may possess everything.
但是我们的心啊，都是在地上。
But our heart is preoccupied with earthly things.
所以我们就很难做合神心意的侍奉。
So it's very difficult for us to serve God in a way that will please Him.
有，并不等于我们被他控制。
Just because we possess something doesn't mean that we are possessed by that item.
约伯非常富有。
Job was very wealthy.
但是约伯他的盼望在神。
But Job's hope was residing in God.
亚伯拉罕非常富有。
Abraham was extremely wealthy.
但是亚伯拉罕向往更美的家乡。
But Abraham sought after the better country.
所以他生活很简单，住帐篷。
And he lived a very simple life inside a tent.
他的心态是做客人。
His mentality was just that of being a traveler.
他是神的朋友。
For he was the friend of God.
甚至保罗的一对夫妻的同伴
Even Paul's friend, who was a couple,
百基拉跟亚基拉,
Priscilla and Aquila,
他也有他的工作,
they too had their earthly jobs,
他也有他的婚姻生活,
and they had marriage life.
但是每到礼拜五, 礼拜, 礼拜, 每到安息日,
but whenever it's Sabbath day,
他们就进, 跟保罗一样, 进到圣殿里面传福音,
they would follow Paul and go into the temple to preach the gospel.
所以很清楚看到活着不是为工作。
And we can see very clearly that we live not just to work.
不是为着工作上的成就感。
We are not working so that we can derive some sense of satisfaction.
为着要生活，我们需要工作。
Because of our livelihood, we need to work.
但是活着的目标要做什么？
But what is the purpose for living?
要服侍神。
It is to serve God.
所以我们的心是在天上。
And therefore our heart resides in heaven.
所以有一个同龄。
We have a fellow brethren.
他有一阵子在公司大概职位做得相当高。
For a period of time, he had risen very high top in his country, in his company.
他有时候坐在办公室在想服侍神他就快要掉眼泪。
And sometimes he would be sitting in his office when he think of serving God, he's in tears.
虽然他有他的工作。
Even though he had his earthly job.
但他的心真的是在神那里。
But his heart really belongs to God.
这个就是我们今天要穿的这件圣衣的一个很重要的影响。它是蓝色的，属天的。
So this is one of the very important criteria in wearing this holy garment. It is blue. It belongs to the sky.
当我们的心往上提
，when we elevate our heart to above，
在神的面前，我们才能够侍奉他。
In the presence of God, can we serve Him？
很简单当我们跟一个人谈话
，it's very simple when we have a conversation with another person。
我们很在意他是不是真的在用心。
We care about whether they are paying attention.
你如果跟一个人谈话，他一直在看手机。
If we are talking to a person and he kept staring at his phone.
你又觉得这个人没有诚意啊。
You feel that this person lacks sincerity.
你为什么一直谈话？你这个眼睛一直看别人，一直在看手机。
I'm trying to talk to you, but you keep staring at your phone.
这个用精神下去，这是一种尊重。
So using a focused mind is shows our respect.
表示对方很重要。
It reflects that we respect the other party and we care about them.
那如果神赐给我们一个职分来服侍他
，If God bestows upon us a title for us to serve Him,
神从上面看你没有心嘛，你的心是在地上啊。
And when God looks down on earth and seeing that our heart is just not there,
你不是诚心在服侍我。
We are not serving God's sincerity.
你的心最重要是在地上啊。
Because our heart is completely preoccupied with earthly matters.
那我们的侍奉就很难得到神的悦纳。
Then our servitude will be very hard to please God.
所以如果真的要侍奉
，So if we truly want to serve God,
我们这件圣衣要有属天的颜色。
Our holy garment need to possess the color of the sky.
这个是一种操练。
This is a spiritual discipline.
并不等于什么都不能拥有。
It doesn't mean that we cannot possess anything.
而是我们已经超越我们所拥有的。
But rather, we have surpassed what we possess.
好，第三个颜色。
The third color.
我们现在回来看出埃及记二十八章。
Exodus 28.
第五节。
Verse 5.
再请读。
好。Exodus.And they shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen.
第三个就是紫色的。
The third color is purple.
这个紫色到底代表什么？
What does the color purple signify?
我们都记得那个财主跟拉撒路。
We all know the story of the rich person and Lazarus.
这个穿紫色袍就代表他的尊贵。
This rich man wore a purple robe to signify he was very honorable.
但是财主，我们一般都把它想作比较世俗，那个尊贵好像不是能够吸引我们。
But usually we associate the rich man as being somebody who is very worldly, so we doesn't command any respect.
但是圣经里面在记载这个以斯帖记。
But the Bible records in the book of Esther.
我们看这个以斯帖记第九章。
Turn to Esther chapter 9.
以斯帖记第九章。
Esther chapter 9.Verse 25. Chapter 8, verse 15. So Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad.
好，这里说莫迪改。
Here mentions Mordecai.
啊，他本来是很危险的，后来蒙神拯救了。
Originally, he was in grave danger, but he was delivered by God.
哦，他穿的里面有一个是紫色袍。
We see what he wore had contained the color purple.
啊，然后从王的面前出来。
And he went out from the presence of the king.
那么苏珊城的人民都欢呼快乐。
And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad.
因为以色列百姓啊得到拯救啊，神把这个王把莫迪改的地位提高。
Because the Israelites were delivered from death, and God also elevated Mordecai's status.
So this 个紫色代表尊贵。
So purple color represents honorable.
啊，但以理书第五章二十九节。
Daniel chapter 25, verse 9.
啊，但以理书第五章二十九节。
Daniel 5, verse 29. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and they clothed Daniel with purple and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom.
这个地方讲，伯沙撒王啊，前面在讲，他看到指头在墙壁写字。
King Belshazzar saw a finger writing something on the wall.
吓得两个脚发抖。
And he was so scared that his knees gave way.
后来但以理能够把这个文字解出来。
And later Daniel was able to interpret what the writing was.
这个伯沙撒王下命令啊，把紫色袍给但以理穿上。
Then King Belshazzar gave the command to clothe Daniel with purple.
那他在国中位列第三。
And that he became the third ruler in the kingdom.
所以这个紫色袍就是尊贵的代表。
So we see that the purple robe represents being honorable.
因此一个人虽然表面看不了什么，当神把这个圣衣披在他身上，他在神面前就是很尊贵。
Even though we may seem as very ordinary, but if God wills and places this purple robe upon us, then we are considered to be very highly honored before God.
比方说，当时的以利亚，神感动他去膏以利沙。
For instance, God moved Elijah to anoint Elisha.
那伊丽莎是什么？耕田的人。
Who was Elisha? He was merely a farmer.
但是当神一膏他，他就变成先知。
But once God anointed him, he became a prophet.
那以后又叫做神人。
And later on, he was also called the man of God.
那一个耕田的人就变先知，变神人。
He was merely a farmer previously, but now he's known as a prophet and also a man of God.
就变得非常尊贵啊。
He became very honorable and distinguished.
所以圣经上保罗说有宝贝放在瓦器里面。
And the Bible, Paul tells us that there is a precious gift placed within us.
我们是瓦器
啊。We are a clay pot, clay vessel.
请问200磅的人可以卖多少钱？
Imagine a person of 200 pounds can sell for how much worth?
这个身体都是泥土造的。
Because our body is made of dirt.
没有价值，肉体没有价值。
Physically, we are worthless.
但是宝贝放进去，这个瓦器就变成很贵重了。
But once a precious gift is placed within this clay vessel, it becomes very valuable.
所以神把这个服事的职分放在我们身上，我们在神的面前变成很尊贵。
When God places this gift of servitude upon us, then we become very honorable before God.
所以为什么有很多人想要做大官，想要一直爬到公司什么名字董事长这些名位呢？
Why is it that so many people are clamoring to be number one in the political arena or in the corporate world?
因为这可能已经爬过中产阶级，已经到了上层阶级了。
Maybe they have gone through the mid-level management, they are gone to the very top.
但是现实，世界是很现实的。
But this world is very cruel.
不过几年，时代一变，你就下来了。
In just a few years, a change of dynasty, you're gone. You're gone from the picture.
那个位置换人坐了。
And somebody else is in that position now.
我们就觉得很悲伤啊。
And feel sad for ourselves.
没有人在注意我们。
Nobody cares about us anymore.
黄金年代过去了。
For our golden age had passed.
所以世界上这一些人所给我们的尊贵，实在是像沙土一样。
So all the honor that people bestow upon us in this world are really as cheap as dirt.
但是当神看我们很尊贵，
But when God considers us to be very precious and honorable,
那是永恒的。
That is eternal.
我们很愿意人纪念我们。
We really care when people remember us.
所以你看，有的人一讲话不到几分钟，名片就掏出来，然后背面又有过去做过什么。
And so when we talk to people in this society, sometimes people will bring out their business card immediately after a few minutes of talking that had front and back and tells people about their resume.
除非这个人跟我们将来有关系，不然那个人走了不是丢到垃圾桶吗？
Unless this person has something to do with us in the future, otherwise after the talking, we would just toss away his business card.
但是当神给我们很尊贵来服侍他。
When God allows us,to serve him with a very holy status,
这个尊贵是永远的。
Then this very noble status is something that's eternal.
这个荣耀是永远的。
This glory will be forever.
所以这个衣服有一个叫做紫色的。
So a color purple is resides in this,
这代表
服 in this holy garment.
能够被神验中中耶圣经说验中就是神看到这么多人验中我们，然后这个工作托给你，这个是极尊贵的。
This means that God really emphasizes and really cares about us as an individual, for He is willing to allow us to serve Him.
所以我们要很宝贵如果教会要用我们，这是神看中我们。
So we have to treasure this very honorable status when the church is willing to use us.
那我们再看最后一个。
Now let's look at the last one.
出埃及记的二十八章。
Exodus
28. 第六节。
Exodus 28, verse 6. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine woven linen.
最后一个就是朱红色。
The last color is scarlet.
我们还记得当以色列百姓要攻耶利哥的时候。
We remember when the Israelites were about to attack the city of Jericho.
先差遣探子去。
They first sent spies into the city.
后来妓女拉合，他们把这个探子就藏起来。
Later, the prostitute Rahab hid the spies.
那他就求这个探子说，将来你们把这个城打破的时候，求你一定要救我们，不要把我们杀掉。
And she begged that when the Israelites were to break through the city of Jericho to spare their lives.
那个探子就告诉他，可以，你将来在你窗户的门口要有一条朱红色线垂下来，我们看到就不会杀你们家里。
So the spies responded by saying, "That's fine, as long as you place this scarlet thread at your window, then we will spare your family."
所以那个妓女拉合虽然是妓女，她罪恶很深，但是因为这个朱红色的线她的生命就得以保存。
And even though Rahab was merely a prostitute of very lowly status, but because of this scarlet thread, her lives were spared.
那朱红色是代表什么？
So what does the scarlet color represent?
就代表宝血，主耶稣的宝血。
It represents the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
所以希伯来书说，凡物如果是罪，都要用血才可以洁净。
But Hebrews tells us that in all matters pertaining to sin, it has to be washed away through blood.
主耶稣用他的宝血来洁净我们的罪。
Lord Jesus Christ uses precious blood to cleanse away our sins.
不然我们整身都是罪的人，怎么有可能站在神面前服侍他？
Otherwise, we are a person filled with sin from top to bottom. How can we possibly be worthy to serve God?
怎么有可能被神验中？
How can God possibly care about using us as His servant?
我们看希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
十二章十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 18. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness of tempest.
十九节。
19. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
二十一节。
21. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling.
二十二节。
22, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
这里说我们不是来到西乃山。
We did not come to the Mount Zion.
那个时候以色列看见神在讲话发抖，告诉摩西，啊，你叫神不要讲，你讲我们都听。
When the Israelites saw that the mountains were shaken when God spoke, so the people were definitely afraid and said, don't let God talk to us anymore. We'll listen to whatever you say.
因为神是圣洁的，我们是有罪的，你靠近神就死了。
Because God is holy and we are sinful. If we approach Him, we will die.
啊，但是下面说我们是来到锡安山。
But here it says that we have come to the Mount Zion.
永生神的城邑。
The everlasting city of God.
就是真教会。
Which is the true church.
那为什么我们可以站在神面前服侍他？
How can we stand before God to serve Him?
因为我们披戴了主耶稣的宝血。
It is because we have put on the precious blood of Christ.
他洁净了我们的罪。
And He has cleansed away our sins.
所以我们才能够坦然无惧站在神面前来服侍他。
This is why we can dare to come boldly before Him to serve Him.
那这件外袍含有朱红色，有主耶稣的宝血，另外一个就是要让人在我们身上看到主的爱。
And this outer robe that also contains the scarlet color, the blood of Christ, is also signifies we have to allow other people see the reflection of God's love.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
好，约翰福音十三章。
John 13.
34-35.
Verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35, by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就看出你是我的门徒。
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
就是你是真的是在服侍神的人。
And you truly are someone who serves God.
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
我们要披戴这个外袍带有爱，我们才能够靠近神。
We have to put on this outer garment of love so we can come and serve God.
我们的祷告才能够感动神。
Then our prayers will indeed move God.
所以每一个人要服侍神都要披上这个圣衣。
So every person who desires to serve God need to put on this holy garment.
连撒母耳小小的在圣殿里面，他也是常常披着圣衣然后进到圣殿去服侍神。
Even the young Samuel, when he served in the temple, he had to wear his own holy garment to serve God.
好，我们现在回来看出埃及记二十八章第二节。
Come back to Exodus 28 verse 2. Verse 2, and you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty.
这里说，你要你哥哥做圣衣为荣耀为华美。
Holy garments made for glory and beauty.
所以这一件圣衣代表荣耀，也是代表华美。
Holy garments.Reflects the glory and beauty.
所以人的荣耀是什么？
What is the human beauty, human glory?
就是在他的身上能够反映这圣衣的这四个颜色。
The purpose is so that he can reflect the four colors in the holy garment.
这个就代表一个人在神面前的荣耀。
And this represents the glory before God.
那这个又要做他的华美。
This also should serve as a beauty.
什么是人的美？
What is the human beauty?
那外在有外在的美。
And there is outer beauty.
这个是肉眼看到了。
This is something we can see with our naked eyes.
但属灵的美是什么？
But what is the spiritual beauty?
就是有这件圣衣。
It's possessing this holy garment.
有这个四个颜色所代表的品质。
Having the qualities represented by these four colors.
这个人叫做美。
Then this person will be considered beautiful.
这个美是在神面前的美。
This is a beauty that comes before God.
是永恒的美。
Eternal beauty.
这是我们要追求的。
This is something we have to pursue.
披上圣衣来服侍神。
Put on the holy garment to serve God.
唱诗
Sing him.
496
496
的圣工祷告
Please pray often for the sacred work in church.
宣道牧养的工作
Evangelical and pastoral work.
求主带领祝福
May the Lord guide and bless them.
让我们所做的工都能够看到果效
So that we can bear fruit in all the work that we do.
我们先来一起来祷告
So pray together.